Hi, my name is Rob, and I'm Kinsley's dad.
My name is Jen, and I am Kinsley's mom, and we are from Baltimore.
Kinsley is 2.5 years old, and when Kinsley was born, she was taken to the NICU at Johns Hopkins Children's Center because her umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck.
We'll pick up battles because we know we're gonna win the war.
Kinsley's heart rate had dropped.
They immediately took her from Jen and began to do resuscitations on her.
She was immediately taken over to the NICU.
Steadier than steel, because we're ready with a shield and sword.
It was Jen and myself in that room. I think that was the loneliest part. We didn't have our child with us.
I still hadn't held her. I still hadn't gotten to see her.
And we won't bow. We won't break. No, I'm not afraid to do whatever it takes.
I saw the team of doctors. I could see the worry on their face. One of the doctors said to me, "We're doing all we can for Kinsley, but it's not looking good." And he told me, "I want you to understand, Kinsley's dying."
Cause we are warriors. We'll fight for our lives like soldiers all through the night. And we won't give up. We will survive. We are warriors.
And I told him, I said, "My wife hasn't even held her yet. And she hasn't even seen the baby. This can't happen."
When I looked over to the corner and saw Rob upset, my heart sank. And then all of a sudden she started spitting up blood. And I stood up out of the wheelchair. I didn't even know if I could really stand. And I walked over to the warmer and we held her hand.
For the next few hours, just stood by Kinsley's bedside.
I wanted to make sure the last thing she sees, if she didn't make it, was something positive and something happy.
We'll be marching through the darkness till the morning light.
I remember thinking I did not carry this baby to say goodbye to her before I even got to hold her.
Sometimes you just have to throw it up to God and put Kinsley in his hands. We prayed over Kinsley's bed and we had Kinsley baptized and she started making a turn for better.
No, we won't bow, we won't break. No, we're not afraid to do whatever it takes.
We thought we were out of the woods with everything, but unfortunately we weren't. Her stomach kept growing. And they didn't know why. About an hour later, she was wheeled away.
The last thing I said to her before surgery was that I love her and that she's in God's hands and that I'll see her soon.
Kinsley's stomach had ruptured. She had lost 90% of her stomach. The rest of it was just dead tissue. And they were like, "This is fixable." So we had hope again.
Holding Kinsley, that was the first time we really felt like a family.
And then we got a call that Kinsley was not doing well. And they were prepping her for surgery again. And they told us that she actually lost about 3% of her stomach. And then the doctor said, "We have an idea." And he said that they decided that they were going to make a stomach out of her small intestine.
Warriors will fight for our lives like soldiers all through the night.
I remember the doctor coming in after Kinsley's surgery and I said everything went well and I just wanted to hug him and it was amazing.
Cause we are warriors, we'll fight for our lives like soldiers.
Within 3 days, they took the breathing tube out and she was breathing on her own. She was finally able to come home and our world was complete.
It's amazing the resiliency of a child that can fight so hard and how strong they could be.
She's a miracle, and Johns Hopkins Children's Center gave me the gift of being able to watch Kinsley grow up. They are the reason that we became a family of three. There's nothing I could ever do to show them how thankful we are for them.